Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, I only know I'm gonna try.
Hello, success friends. I'm Tom.
And I'm Jerry. And we're here to ensure your success.
Welcome to 15 Minutes of Fun. What a fabulous crowd we have out there, huh, Jerry? We're asking the question, what are you doing within while you are doing without? And you know, Jerry, today we have a strange and important topic. I like me, or stop sabotaging our success. You know, there's a lot to talk about, and we're going to jump right in. And I ask for your understanding, success friends, if I don't do this topic justice. And if you want to talk further, you can always call me at my office. But I want to remind everybody that today's show is sponsored by the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency.
Your first choice for insurance.
Our today's show, like I said, is entitled I Like Me. And I want to say hi, Jerry, and welcome. Say hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. Greetings and salutations.
Jerry, you're looking good today. How did you sleep last night? Jerry, I was talking to you.
Say what, Tom? I wasn't listening.
I said, Jerry, you look good today. How did you sleep last night?
Well, you know, Tom, it's at times like these that I wish I would have listened to what my dad told me.
Oh, okay, Jerry. What was it that your dad told you?
I don't know. I told you I wasn't listening.
Ouch. So, Jerry, I don't think we're going to get to know how you slept last night, huh?
Like a log, Tom. Like a log.
All right, Jerry. Well, we're going to go on from there. We're loving it. And welcome, success friends. I want to thank you for joining us today to a little place I like to call Success Saturday, the perfect way to end your week and start your weekend. You know, we provide a little bit of entertainment, a lot of bit of education, and 100% of inspiration. And speaking of inspiration, you know, we want you to rekindle your romance with success. And speaking of success, I definitely want to introduce our producer today. Welcome, Jesse. Hello. Thank you.
Good morning.
That crowd loves you out there, Jesse. He does a wonderful job. You know, we love being a part of KLBB Radio every Saturday morning at 11:30 a.m., and remember, next week we're going to be on at 8:30, so a little bit difference before the Packers game. And remember to catch us every morning at 9:20 for Ensure Your Successes Lemon Drop. And boy, we got a rowdy crowd out there today, Jesse, but I think we're moving along on here. Now, success friends, you know, let's get to our show. And the first thing I want to talk about is, you know, when we take on a grand obsession, we are basically changing our world in some way. So my question is, how can we change the world if we don't change ourselves? Which leads me to a study I've read about. Several decades ago, a Canadian psychologist and professor named Bruce Alexander studied the addictive drugs like cocaine and heroin. He performed experiments with lab rats that once they tasted the opiate, they would dope themselves into oblivion. But Alexander also noticed something so apparent, so out in the open that no one even saw it. He realized that all of the rats were performing experiments, all the rats they were performing experiments on lived an isolated existence in a cage. Mr. Alexander did something we spoke about last week. He started thinking, what if the rats didn't like living in a cage by themselves? What if these rats were lonely, maybe a bit insane due to isolation? Hello, heroin, cocaine. These rats, after all, had the same physiognomy. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but they have the same makeup as humans. Maybe, just maybe, they needed a socialization instead of desperately distracting themselves with whatever was available. Maybe they wouldn't want or need the heroin, the drugs. So building on this hypothesis, Alexander and his colleagues built an all-inclusive spa for lab rats, a large, clean, wood chip-strewn enclosure that they called Rat Park. Alexander loaded up the moving van and took the rats out of their cages and introduced them to Rat Park. He gave them space. He gave them playtime, good food, companionship, everything a rat could want. He also offered them a choice of plain water or sugar water laced with morphine. The rats in Rat Park most often chose plain water. They had what they needed. They didn't need to ease a pain. Now, success, friends, as a recovering alcoholic, I am aware of the fact that I can drop into an AA meeting any hour of the day, any day of the week. And when I attend one of these meetings, I invariably run into three types of people. Those that don't like themselves, those that are starting to like themselves, and a few that actually do like themselves. You can tell the ones that like themselves because they are the ones that are somehow involved in the community. They have relationships, work. They are dependent upon and they depend on others. They give their trust, and lastly, they allow themselves to be vulnerable. They share their emotions. The people that don't like themselves show their hand by not talking, staying away from the crowd. They are like the rats. They are still in their cage. They are isolated, and they don't know how to change. The hope is that if they stick around long enough, they will have a chance to start to like themselves, and then who knows? Now, for a person that doesn't live in the world of addiction, this may not seem like a big deal. But believe me, this is a big deal. Some of the men I have met live with the knowledge that they've abused their wives and children. Many stole to keep their addiction alive. Many stole from their loved ones. I met a mother that found her son dead from an overdose and still used drugs. How do you live with that? As an alcoholic or drug addict or gambling addict, we do terrible things, and yet many of us do recover. We not only recover, we thrive. We are even able to like ourselves, often for the first time in our life. And then we try and give back. We try to repay a debt that can't be paid back, but we try all the same. And there are amazing success stories. I know guys that couldn't hold down a job that now run their own business. People that you would find in a crack den that now you find in the boardroom. And that is the question of our show today. How can you change the world if you don't change yourself? Because success, friends, the reality of it is this. The only world we can change is ours. The ripple effects take care of the rest, and further, if these addicts, these alcoholics, can find success what they are doing, then you can too. I mean, you don't have the problem of addiction, right? So why does success seem to be elusive to us? Why do I self-sabotage my life? And the answer is in what I just said. The alcoholic that does find recovery is the one that learns to like her or himself. And remember, these are people that hated themselves so much that they were willing to self-inject heroin or cocaine into their bodies. These are people that experienced delirium tremors, ended up in detox, only to go out and drink again. Many of these types of people don't succeed, but some do. And that is what we need to understand. Because your grand obsession may be to lose 20 pounds, and for some reason you self-sabotage by buying a bag of candy just for tonight, you think. But there are too many just for tonights, and we never lose the 20 pounds. Success, friends, my belief is that you, like many of the people I know, just need to realize I need to be okay with who I am. If I can do that, I can change the world. I can change my world.
Tom, let's take a break and finish up on the other side.
Great, Jerry, and we'll talk about how to like ourselves. And I'm gonna make believe it came
from you.
I'm Tom Fierst.
And I'm Geriatrics.
Inviting you to take the KLBB Challenge. Call the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, and if we can't save you money on your auto and home insurance, we'll give you $25.
Wowzers! So, Tom, they either get better rates or they get $25.
That's right, Jerry. And we provide superior coverage with preferred service.
I don't know how you do it. I just know you do. 651-738-0107.
I'm gonna write words so, so sweet. They're gonna knock me.
Welcome back, success friends. Remember, you can find us on Twitter at hashtag Fierce Choice, and please follow us at Thomas Fierce Insurance on Facebook.
Also, follow Lemon Drops on Instagram at Lemon Drops, the number 4U.
All right, Jerry, that sounds good. Oh, and Jerry, it is time for our success quote of the day. And Jerry, my first success quote is one of my favoriteest quotes of all time. It's by Ralph Waldo Emerson. He says, "What lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us."
I love it, Tom.
How about this one from Christine Feehan? She's an author, and she says, "It's hard to feel desire when you don't feel desirable." Hmm? Jerry, how about you?
Yep, I've got one from Ian Wallace, who's an author and an illustrator. "Why are you trying so hard to fit in when you were born to stand out?"
Jerry, that's fabulous. And hey, we have a new video out. They can find it at FiercedChoice.com. It's called?
Yep, it's called Safety, Fierced, and the Holidays. Some great tips in there.
Jerry, that's wonderful stuff, but we want to get back to our topic, which these quotes so aptly define. You know, success friends, we all make the cages that we live in. I tried to do whatever I could do to make people like me. Unfortunately, until I did things to make myself like me, my life was out of control. But by changing my choices, I changed my world, and you can too. And we've got a few things that you can do to start learning to like yourself. And the first one is, Jerry,
have a grand obsession.
That's right. You know, you need a reason to get out of bed in the morning and a reason to stay up late at night. But another thing you also need to do is you need to have self-reflection. Take the time each day to understand who you are. Find things you like about yourself. Build on them. Another one is self-talk. Listen to what you say to yourself, and if it's not positive, change what you say to yourself. I found at my worst that I would not say the things I said to myself to my worst enemy. It was bad news. The next thing you can do, or another thing you can do, is self-forgiveness. You know, success friends, we've all done things we are not proud of, but a true key to liking yourself is to forgive and forget. And the last thing, understand we are enough. Quit reading the hype of magazines, websites, get off of Facebook, read inspiring books, books that challenge you. Instead of watching reality TV, learn to do something. Hey, listen to Ensure Your Success every Saturday. That's a positive thing. I know it is easier said than done, but these are starts. And tied in with my other success tools, success friends, you can live your life your way. At least, success friends, that's how I see it. I'd love to go deeper, but you know what? We're already out of fun. This is Tom Fierst
and Geriatrics saying
goodbye, Success Saturday. Hello, success.
And don't text and drive. Bye.
Bye.
A fine young son to take my place. I'll leave a son in my heaven on earth with the good Lord's grace.